ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रभाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तराय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु गोपेश गोपिका राधा कंत तप्त कंचन गौरंगी विषभानुसुते प्रणमा यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेति तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न माम्
परिच्छेद रूप शिक्षा अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्य हैते प्रेमा उत्पन्न अत शुद्ध भक्ति कही लक्षण When I will tell them, we are going to explain the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu given to Srila Rupa Goswami. And we have explained something yesterday or day before yesterday something.
Vamos a proceder a explicar
how by the mercy of Krishna any pure devotees in the shape of Gurudev or the mercy of himself, Krishna mercy, takes a shape of Gurudev and descend to Guru, to devotee who is pure devotee. He wants to serve Krishna and he cultivates a seed of bhakti, kripa. I have explained all these things. This seed is called Krishna Seva Vasana. To serve Krishna.
Desire
to serve Krishna. This is the seed of bhakti kripa. Gurudev gives to devotee and tells that you should be a gardener. You should give regularly water and protect it from so many elephants and all other things. Gradually, this kripa will go out of Brahmand, crossing Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura. It will reach to Braja and taking the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. Very beautiful and tasteful prem fruit will be there. And it will be matured and come to this world to that devotee. And devotee gradually ascend through Dhrikipatu Golok Vrindavan Dham, and therefore always testing that fruit of Prem Bhava. We should know that this Prem devotion of Braja Prem, this is the object of highest object. There is no any object more than this. Gopi Prem, Prem like gopis to Krishna, this is the highest goal. This is the highest object. Krishna Prem Prayojan. We should know this. Otherwise you cannot do anything. First of all, we should know there should be any object of our life. And then how to have this to achieve. The process will come later on. So we should decide what is our object of our sadhana bhajan or life object, what is. And then we will decide by what way we can achieve. If you want water, the object is water, then you will have to go where water is found. You can go to any what?
Well, yeah.
Well or river or nearby any machine, pumping machine or If you want to have anything, food, you can go to shop of food. If you want to have a marriage life, your object is that, then try to search any very beautiful lady or husband. If you want to get salvation, you will have to adapt Jnana. And if you want to have this Prem, then 9 kinds of bhakti, these are process. But if you want Braja Prem, then Nodha Bhakti, in another say, you will have to agree. Nodha Bhakti, that is Samana Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, in a Raganuga line, following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. Otherwise, if you are not following gopis, lakhs and lakhs births, cultivating bhakti, nodha bhakti, or any bhakti, you cannot. So, first decide the object of our sadhana bhajan. And then, you should decide by what process we can achieve that. Eita paramaphal charam purusartha jar agitrina tulya chari purusha. You can explain from 164.
To taste the fruit of devotional service at Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life.
You should note this. What? Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj or Prabhupada is telling. Have a belief, a strong belief on him, and try to follow him. He has written all these things. I am not only telling. So someone tells that Narayan Maharaj tells something different from Swamiji. But I always challenge this. I never expect a word different to Swamiji. So he is telling what? Again?
To taste the fruit of devotional service at Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life. And in the presence of such perfection, the 4 material perfections, religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation are very insignificant achievements.
You can tell.
Purport. The highest achievement attained by the Gyanis or impersonalists is becoming one with the Supreme, generally known as moksha, liberation. The highest achievements of the yogis are the eight material perfections, such as anima, labhima, and prapti. Yet, these are nothing compared to the eternal bliss of the devotee who returns back to Godhead and tastes the fruit of devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The material perfections up to the point of liberation are very insignificant in comparison. Therefore, the pure devotee is never interested in such things. His only interest is in perfecting his devotional service to the Lord. The pleasure of the impersonalist monist philosophers is condemned in the following verse, which is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava.
So we can know very easily from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Srimad Bhagavatam, that our goal of life is anyhow to achieve Krishna prema. That is, like gopis loving and serving Krishna. That mood is the highest object of our Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But how to achieve that? Again he is telling, Shuddha Bhakti Haite Hai Prema Utpanna, Ateya Shuddha Bhakti Kahe Lakshan. The process by which we can have this Krishna Prema, Braja Prema, Gopi Prema, only by Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna. There is no any other way. No Brahmagyan, Yog, Tapasya, Vrata, Home, and all the other things. Only by practicing Bhakti Yoga, we can, and that is should be pure. Otherwise, we cannot have that. What is 66? Any purpose?
When one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of Godhead. Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of pure devotional service. Purport.
Now he is telling, what is pure devotion? If you are telling pure devotion, then is there any not pure devotion? Some alteration of anything else? Yes, there are something. But bhakti is always pure. Bhakti never becomes
impure.
But according to the stage of devotees who are practicing bhakti yoga, bhakti may be called regarding their stage. If they are within karma and practicing bhakti yoga, then karma mishra bhakti. Sometimes gyan mishra bhakti, yog mishra bhakti. Or there are so many kinds of this mishra bhakti, mixed bhakti. Like swarup siddha bhakti is pure bhakti. But sangha siddha bhakti and arop siddha bhakti are mishra bhakti, not pure bhakti. So we should try to know what is pure bhakti, impure bhakti, and what is sangha siddha bhakti, what is arop siddha bhakti, what is karma mishra bhakti, gyan yoga mishra. If you are not knowing all these facts, then you will always do
alteration
bhakti, not pure bhakti. And that is now it is going on. We are not following in true sense pure bhakti. or prema bhakti. Go on. Any devotee? Ramesh, bring pure butter. He at once, don't listen me. He ran at once and brought pure sea water.
Ocean water, ocean water.
Very clear. Is it pure water? Why I am asking him water to drink? Ocean water is filtered. But is it pure water? You can have so much water in drain going on. It is also water. Very near that water was. And he at once brought a glass of that drain water. Oh, I have brought a glass of water. Is it pure water? Any pure water. But a person very wicked, nonsense, and so much dirty, having some stool here and there, he brought a glass of water. Is it pure water? Water is pure. But that person is not
contaminated.
So these are all adulterations. No pure water. What is pure water? If it is filtered and it is qualified to drink, then it is pure water. So bhakti, according to the stage of devotees, becomes so many kinds. Srila Rupa Goswami, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to him, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami took it from Raghunath Das Goswami. He has noted down everything in his heart. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling the same shloka written by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he is telling, Annabhilashita sunyam jnana karmat dhanapritam anukullena krishna anusuilanam bhakti ruttama. He is telling, Annabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anapritam anukullena krishna anusuilanam. Translation you should read.
When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive activities. The devotee must certainly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires.
Yes. Here, he's telling Shuddha Bhakti. Annabhilashita sunyam. There should be only desire that I will serve Krishna. By my cultivating my all activities to please Krishna. By body, mind and speech. In two senses, ankul and patikul. Thinking, I will give up all unfavorable things and I will adopt only favorable things to please Krishna. Only there will be desire that how my bhakti will be
advanced.
Only this desire. No desire at all. Anyone. Not a smell even. And It should not be covered with gyan, karma, yog, tapasya. Then it is Shuddha Bhakti. Otherwise not. I will give examples that you can easily realize all these things. Go on. Translation and purport, both.
Nabhilashita Sumnam himself.
If you devote, you must not cherish any other desire than to serve Krishna.
Yes.
He should not offer worship to the demigods or to mundane personalities.
Yes.
He should not cultivate artificial knowledge, which is devoid of Krishna consciousness, and he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorite execution of Krishna conscious activity.
This is true bhakti, pure bhakti. You should try to realize this and try to cultivate this bhakti. Don't have any desire, anything. Like, I will give an example further. I should make a weak form. Form. And there will be thousands of cows, lakhs of cows. And there will be a very big garden. There will be so many servants or devotees to serve all these things. Daily we will pick up flowers. Daily we thousand months of ghee, cheese, butter and milk. If you are, and we will serve Krishna, then what will be? Some cow may die. And you will have to engage so many persons for this. Always something problem here, there. Always. So for our beginners, for Sukriti, it is essential, these things, but not so essential. It is not Kirtan, no Smaran, no Dhabhakti, there is not Dhabhakti. So anyone can come, newcomers, and tell that, oh, this is pure Bhakti. But this is not pure Bhakti, this is Aropsiddha. We'll have to maintain our life, it is true. But not always engaging ourselves to develop this plan. We should have a plan to develop our Krishna consciousness. Like Swamiji. Like here he is giving. Like Bharat has some desire, but what is that? That a deer is dying. This is good thing. I must save him. And he took him. This was not wrong. But attachment in that deer was what?
Wrong.
After that he treated him like son and daughter. And began to behave very, very attachment with that. And thus he drowned and he destroyed his three lives. So we must follow this Anna Bancha, only to develop our Krishna consciousness. That is also bhakti, to have a garden, farm, cows, everything. It is not bad. But it may be that by that bhakti can be covered, real bhakti. So it is not pure bhakti. Always remembering Krishna, Brajabhava. Always how to use my whole senses truly to develop our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise we may die today, tomorrow we will die, then what will we do this? No? So it is not pure bhakti. Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavasraman, Mathura Vasi Mutir Shadda, Sakal Sadhana Shresth, A Panchanga, Krishna Prem Janmai A Pacha. The five things.
Estos cinco principios se resumen en
Sadhu Sangha.
Primero es Sadhu Sangha.
Namakirtan.
Namakirtan.
Bhagavasraman.
Bhagavatam. Escuchar el Srimad Bhagavatam.
And worshipping Radha Krishna conjugal or Mahaprabhu.
Adorar los pasatiempos conyugales de Radha Krishna, so, Buddha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. And residing in Mathura means residing in any past times place. Other in Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham or Jagannath Puri. Prominent thing. If anyone do, if there is no offense and doing five, touching even, then Krishna Prem at once comes.
See.
I'm giving some examples of this. Only to serve Krishna with our body, mind, soul, and speech. By all senses, we should endeavor our whole activities to please Krishna. This is bhakti. But it is not pure, not uttama bhakti. If we have any desire, or our bhakti is covered with gyan karma yoga, like Dhruva has met with Narad Rishi, he has some desire. Narad Rishi told that our whole desire will be fulfilled by doing bhakti. And that bhakti, I am giving one process. By dhyan. Dhyan means by
meditation.
Meditation. And chanting one mantra, you can easily, your desire will be fulfilled. And by this bhakti. He began to do very hard studies. He left his fort, sleeping, everything.
Drinking.
He went in a dense forest. His mother was... And he practiced that yoga. He wanted to please Krishna. Or Krishna means any god. Incarnation of Krishna. He left his footing, everything, no sleep at all. After that, he left water. Also, he left to take air. And 6 months, Krishna appeared before him like Sankh Chakra Gada form, in this form, and told him that I am giving you a kingdom for 36,000 years. And telling this, he disappeared.
You can remove
Maya by bones. No? And by Hari Shankar. Wow. But not Suddha.
Pero no era Suddha. Y por eso.
Who is Bhakta, but not pure Bhakta. When Krishna disappeared or Narayan disappeared, he began to weep. O Krishna, O Narayan Prabhu, Vishnu, I'm so repenting now. You could have given me Shuddha pure bhakti, but I'm cheated. I could not attained Shuddha Bhakti from you. And now you are disappeared. I don't want all these things. But I wanted this. And you have given me something what I wanted. But I don't want. I was seeking, searching any chintamani. What?
Diamond.
Yes.
You were searching glass.
But
glass.
But, I was searching glass.
Broken glass.
But chintamani came in my hand and I lost. After his 36,000 years, what became? His desire was fulfilled. And then a golden chariot came from anywhere. He told that, where is my mother? I want that my mother should go. So he has some attachment with his mother also. This is Shakam Bhakti no pure. And after that he went, where he went? In Braja? In Vaikuntha? Never. In Brahmand anywhere there is a Haridham. But no, actually service there so much. He had not served Krishna with his mind, body, speech, soul, fully. So his bhakti is not pure bhakti. He made so many gardens, lakhs and lakhs gardens. He has managed to give Mahaprasadam to lakhs and lakhs bhakts. He has done so many things. He served so many cows also. So all this he did. And he preached bhakti in world. You should do bhakti. You should not cheat anyone. Don't speak wrong, lie. This prarambhik beginnings. That anyone can do some sukriti, he did so much. But his bhakti is not. Because he has some affection for his mother. And what mother? Only body.
Physical body.
Not for his soul, her soul. So this bhakti is not pure. But yet it is bhakti. What is this bhakti? Arup Siddha.
Bhakti. Sayama?
Arup
Siddha. Bhakti.
So, he had not served any Mahabhagavat. He did not wish for any Mahabhagavat's association. He could not follow Nam Sankirtan. He had not heard so much Braja pastimes of Krishna. So his bhakti is not pure. And something, this desire. So, anyone in this world can follow him and it can be told bhakti, but not really pure bhakti. Then I am coming to Prahlad Maharaj. Anya bhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanabhritam anukulena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Yes, sir. Very high class of. But he could not realize that he can give Krishna prem. And he could not associate.
Incluso tuvo
Prahlad Maharaj. And we are taking the machine to discover or to search whether his bhakti is pure or not. Like if you want to think, see, that this milk is pure or not, then there should are any barometer.
Lactometer.
We see that in India, 3/4 is water and 1/4 is
milk.
We cannot understand easily by these eyes, but by machine we can. So this shlok is
lactometer,
like a machine to know,
tester
machine. This shlok. It will go up to Vaikunth, up to Braja also, and beginning from this, we'll have to apply these things. We can apply on us that whether we are doing cultivating Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti or not, you can easily understand. And then try to develop more and more. So, Prahlad Maharaj has been called Uttam Bhagavatam. Because he has 26 kind of virtues, quality written in Bhagavatam. Akrita Doha, Vadanya, Medu, Suchi, Akinchan,
Kripalu,
Akritro. You can read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are 26 kinds of. He has all kinds of these virtues, qualities in him. He used to see everywhere, his Upasyadev, Nisingadev, everywhere. Each devotee or non-devotee. In trees, creepers, and in also particles, atoms also, everywhere. And he used to see in anyone Krishna, and in Krishna, everyone. Thinking that all are serving Krishna, or God or Narsingadev in my mood. Like I'm servant, all are servant of Narsingadev. Though this is the symptom of any Uttam Mahabhagavat. All were in him. But what were some defaults? We will explain. You should go on. His father asked Prahlad Maharaj, have you gone to school? Yes, I have gone. How many months you have learned there? Oh, so many months. About 1 year. What do you think better? What you read there, learned there? Among that, what is the supreme thing that you learn best? All right, this?
What is the best thing you have learned?
Prahlad Maharaj told, Gapengam, all worldly things, and association of only worldly persons who are always involved in wealth, woman, and
wife,
and so many things. Gapengam, their association totally. We should try to go and associate with bhakti and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And again he told, Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archandanam Vandanam Darsyam Sakham Atma Nivedanam Iti Punsarpita Vishnu Bhakti Shenamalakkana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Anvandhita Mukta. Oh my father, you are the supreme of all demons. You are supreme demon in the whole world. Who is demon? Who is demon? Those they have no belief in Krishna. They don't chant, remember Krishna. And they are against with this. These are demons. And who are devata? Demigods or pure devotee? Always remembering, serving Krishna. So you are best demon in this world. I am going to tell you that. Shravanam. At first we should hear from any bona fide guru. We should first offer ourselves without any gain, causeless, saranagati to guru. Yeah?
Surrender.
Without anything. If you want to know, tad viddhi pranipatena, Pariprasnina Sevaya Upadechantite Gyan. If you want to learn all these things, you should go. Where you should go? Any tattvavetta, though who is so much expert in all these things, he has realized Krishna. He has realized bhakti. He has bhakti. Always chanting Hari name, weeping, weeping, heart melting. Hairs
standing
like this. He is tattvavetta. You should go. And first do pranam sastang, giving all your worldly false egos. That I am so learned, I am so beautiful, I am so wealthy, I am so and so on. Give him all these things. And have some questions. I want to know something. If I am qualified, then you can answer. Otherwise, I don't want. And serve him with your whole heart. Then he will tell you all these things. Otherwise, no. So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, first surrender yourself in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. He is next Bhagavan, second Bhagavan. First is Krishna and second, Guru is Bhagavan. Sakshat haritena samasta shastra ruktastatha bhavyata eva sarvi kintu prabharyo priya eva tasya bande
grossi chana.
Oh, yeah, I want to tell so much, but no time. He also, when her father heard this, he at once threw Prahlad Maharaj from his laps. He gave poison. He wanted to murder. He ordered his army to murder him. Some very big snakes were thrown out to him to bite. But Prahlad Maharaj always but nirbhay.
Fearless.
Fearless. Never. And that poison became
nectar.
Always became his favorable. Hiranyakasipu was felt. Now he was fearing that, I may be finished by this little boy. Again he was sent to school. And you know that Nrisimhadev came from a
pillar.
And he, in a moment he finished Hiranyakasipu. And after them, Nrisimhadev went to Prahlad Maharaj. And he took Prahlad Maharaj in his laps. And weeping, Prahlad, I have done late. So, excuse me for this. I want to give you some benedictions. Please accept. He told flatly, I'm not a business person. I'm not serving you to have any benediction. I went to serve eternally. Nothing wanting in
exchange. Yeah.
Exchange.
So I'm not businessman. Again, Nrisimhadev repeated him that have any benediction. I know that you have no desire other than bhakti, but you should. Then he told that my father should be
liberated.
Oh, it has been done. Another benediction, you see. Oh, all who are suffering in this world, forgetting you, they should be given mercy. And they should be all be liberated. And I want to
suffer
for them all in lakhs and lakhs births. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj became so satisfied and
Nrisimhadev.
So his bhakti is uttama. He is uttam bhakta. But not uttama bhakti. Why? I will explain it tomorrow. Because time is over. And we'll have to go to Aarti. And so many devotees will return to their homes. I don't want to make any problem for anyone. Gaur Premanand.